I be running from the cops and shit, you know, because we have like curfew, 11 o'clock. Right, you had to be home. Niggas had to be home by 11. Negroes, 12. And white cops worked at night. Your ass was in trouble if they caught you, right? They catch you in the alley. Get your hands up, black boy. I didn't do nothing. Shut up, punk. Put your hands against the wall.
There ain't no wall.
Find one.
Put the handcuffs on you, Fred. Put the handcuffs on me. I was really skinny. Just slip off.
Guy get mad. Goddamn, put them on his ankles, his ass, or something. Handcuff your thighs, you know. Pop you to the car. Take you downtown. You been downtown?
You folks know about going downtown.
And they talk shit to you, right? Good thing you ain't in Alabama, boy. We clean your goddamn plow. And I'd be glad I wasn't in Alabama, too. I hate it for him to call my father up, though, right? Because, you know,
Mr. Pryor, we have your son down here at headquarters. What about it?
Fuck him. I hate it for my father to come get me out of jail, right? Because I know he's going to beat my ass, right? You know, I'd be praying something happened to him on the way down there. But he always showed up, right? Uh-huh, I'm going to get you out. I'm going to get you out, but I'm going to tell your ass I'm going to throw you out. How much is it, man? $10? Yeah, I'm going to pay it, but I'm going to knock the shit out of you. I couldn't lie to my old man or nothing, right? Because he could hypnotize me, right? He had them eyes check you right out, you know what I'm talking? Say, man, you fucking up in school again. Huh?
Yes, I am.
You know, I noticed, like, on the nights, like, white people come out early on Saturday night and go home and leave it to the niggas. It's great, like, we think that all that, we can all sit in the same club together, white and black, and not understand each other.
It's amazing. It can only happen in America.
I used to love getting arrested, though, in Peoria on Saturday night, because it was fun. If you was in the lineup, that was like being in show business. Because, like, all the ugly white girls couldn't get in, he said niggas raped them.
All right, come on. You want to go down? You were down last week. You know what to do, don't you?
No, it's a lot of fun, unless you got picked. That was your ass.
All right, bring it up there. Alan T. Johnson, suspected of grand theft auto, step forward.
I'd like to say something about that. I thought that was my mother's car, man. I went downtown, my mother told me to pick the car up at 1:30, and it was in front of the bank, and I took the car, I was about two blocks from home, and I dug this white lady sitting next to me screaming and shit. I didn't know what was happening. I thought it was a stick-up. In fact, I want to press charges against her because she scratched my hand and shit and yelled out in my ear and hurt my ear and everything. I have medical reports to prove that.
You want an ass whooping? Bunny T. Wilson, handing out anti-government literature, step forward. You goddamn right. That's right. I'm going to hand out an ass whooping when I get these handcuffs off. And got your badge number, chump. You need that shit. I don't hear it, nigga. Get that process out your head.
Arnold T. Perkins, molesting school children. Step forward.
Gee whiz, can we dim these lights? This is ridiculous. This is obscene in itself. Gentlemen, I have some friends on the city council, and you will hear from them. I've never molested any child or done anything in the community. I've done the best I can at all times. Okay, step back. Just a minute.